As far as did not practice, DeMarcus, Trevor, and Kayvon did not practice. Limited, Donald, Stevenson, Virgil Green, Shallow, DT was limited. Full participants were Simmons, Fowler, Watson, Ferentz, and Billy Wynn. Joe, go ahead.
How is Trevor coming along in his recovery?
He didn't really do anything today. I mean, he's obviously feeling a lot better than he was coming out of the game. You know, he's had a couple of good days here with Greek, but we held him out today, did nothing. We'll take it a day at a time.
Gary, was your plan to hold him back today, or was it more how he was feeling?
You know, I would say, yeah, the plan was, with what we do today, I think the other guy needed all the reps. Trevor didn't need those reps. You know, we'll get him another day of rest, see where he's at tomorrow, see how much we can get done tomorrow. But I think it was, yeah, pretty much planned. I expected him not to practice today.
To play the Falcons at home versus on the road where the crowd noise can kind of make
a
difference.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, obviously, offensively right now, they're lighting it up. I mean, they've been special, very difficult to deal with, you know. So, obviously, playing here, noise, our fans, always great, you know. So, I mean, they're tough to handle wherever you play. So, they're playing extremely well right now, so it's a big challenge for us.
Gary, did you see the reports out of Dallas, and have you got any update from the league on Aqib Talib and expect any punishment?
You know, really just nothing's changed. I mean, you know, we addressed that, what, 2-3 months ago. Really nothing has changed. So, and no, I've not heard anything from anybody regarding that. You know, just moving forward, he's playing great. Obviously having a heck of a year and expecting him to keep going.
Gary, Ryan has a perfect passer rating against the blitz. Does that affect how you guys will game plan at all?
He's got his rating's got to be pretty damn good against everything, you know, the way he's played right now. So, I mean, he's a special player, and Kyle's done a great job with him. You know, they're spreading the ball around. You know, last week Julio has 300 yards. A week before against New Orleans, I think they score, 40 or something. And he had one catch in that game. So it tells you, you got a lot of guys catching the ball, a lot of guys making plays. They're running the ball extremely well, too. So just very potent right now. And obviously, Matt's playing really, really well.
Does that give you pause blitzing at all?
I mean, we're a man coverage football team. That's what we've been, you know. So I think you hold true to what you do and what you do best. But we understand the challenge that's ahead of us.
What have you seen out of Paxton in terms of improvement? What do you still hope to see out of him?
Well, he's much improved as far as just handling himself, handling the huddle, those type of things. His confidence throwing the ball and stuff, he's always had that, you know, just handling all the aspects of walking in here today, getting a game plan that's different than the one he had last week. He adjusts a little quicker. So I think he's just more confident in his ability to each week to kind of refocus, start over, and get ready to play.
Is his progress typical of a rookie, or is it any different?
I think there's something. I think they're all different. You know, some guys struggle with some things more than others, you know. So, I mean, he's got the things that we have to really hammer each day and pay close, you know, real strong attention to details. He's got other things that are easy for him. So, try to sort it all out and, you know, do the best job we can for him.
You've talked how much Trevor digests information and takes it out here. Do you tweak the game plan at all for Paxton?
No, I don't. You don't tweak game plans. I mean, you plan to play. Now, once you get there, you know, who's doing it, whatever, you may call things a little different. You may do some things as a coach sometimes that way. But as far as your preparation and how you attack people, you're going to put it together one way or another, you know. So, yeah, I would say that doesn't change much.
I know you're doing it day by day, but how long would it take for you to decide whether it's Simeon or Lynch? Would you wait all the way till Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I'd take it all the way to game day. Like I said, I trust Trevor. He knows exactly what we're doing. He's very bright. He's on top of everything today. He's a part of the walkthroughs and everything that we were doing, so he's on top of everything. We'll just see where he's at physically.
What's the threshold for him to play? Do you want him 100% healthy if he's 85%?
Yeah, we don't ever want to put anybody out there who can't do their job, you know. I mean, if a guy can't go out there and protect himself and do his job, you as a coach, regardless of what position he plays, you know, probably go in a different direction that day. So, but I think he's progressing well. And like I said, you know, we feel very fortunate coming out of the game, and we'll see where we're at each day.
How did Virgil and Donald look today?
Virgil was limited in practice. I would say Donald maybe even did a little bit more than Virgil. So they both took a step toward playing this weekend. So we'll see where we're at.
Hey, what's your impression of Deion Jones, rookie?
You know, they got a lot of good young players on their team. Their team really fast. They can run, playing a lot of packages on defense, you know, doing a lot of different things, playing extremely hard as a football team, making a lot of plays on special teams. They got a lot of good young players.
Gary, what memories do you have from that 99 Super Bowl against the Falcons? Do you remember anything specifically about that game?
How many years? 18 years ago? No, I mean, I don't know. That's a long, long time ago. Remember Coach Reeves was in Atlanta. Joe D was in Atlanta. Bill Kolar was in Atlanta. So that's a long time ago. That's another life.
On Tlaib, do you worry about what might happen at all, or do you one of those things?
Like I said, ever since, go back whenever he came to camp and stuff and we were dealing with things, we just kept moving forward, so it's no different right now. I mean, like I said, nothing's changed. Everything's the same, so we keep moving forward here and expect him to be here for us.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.